think I show this all the time. Yeah, this is a little bit different than what you have in your book, because I updated it for this week, so, and it didn't get better, but I updated it for this week. Right now, as of today, the state owes us on our FY13 appropriation $502 million. It frankly is the worst we've ever had. If you can see, looking at the blue lines, I mean, the 502 is the...
You used to get a check right before we had a trustee meeting. Did you get one this time?
Push it back.
Walt, you used to get a check right before the trustee meeting. Did you get one this time?
No. You know, we received a check, and the $62 million that we did get, we received that right before the holidays. That's when we got that check. And again, we got the $29 million of MAP money the first week of January, so we have not received anything. But I'm hoping that they will know that we've met and that we'll generate. But $502 million, and as you can see, the worst before this was back in 2010. So we're basically looking at a situation. But keep in mind also, we've moved down from a $743 million appropriation to $647 million appropriation. So we've lost $100 million on the appropriation, and we still have this type of receivable popping. So I think it basically just points to the cash flow situation the state has, is that Dr. Merriman alluded to. Very quickly, what this slide shows you is the receivable for the last 5 years. And without dwelling on it, the fact that we are now at the receivable is now the highest it's ever been, at 76% of the appropriation that's due from the state of Illinois at this $502 million level. And you just basically, without dwelling on it, you can just see the prior year's history that goes into this the state situation. So good news part, tuition continues to come in. We've basically have budgeted through December 31st. We have budgeted for roughly half the year. Billed for half the year. $490 million has been budgeted, and then the $29 million of MAP money. As of December 31st, we've received $485 million. So against a total budget of just a little over $1 billion in tuition. And this is tuition income fund. This was both for undergraduate and graduate programs. So that's the total amount of the budget. So we have billed that. It's very consistent with prior years as far as how much we've billed based on the halfway through the year, and the collections are also continue to remain very strong on the tuition. Just a quick shot here, basically support per student over the last 10 years. This is just in nominal dollars, but if you look back in 2002, we were at the high point with $11,800 was the support from the appropriation per student. We dropped down fairly dramatically to this level, so we're about at $9,900 per student in this period through 2010, and now we've dropped down to $8,300 is the support per student from our appropriation. Now, this also has the factoring in. Of course, we've had an increase in the number of students that goes against the appropriation, but this is the trail that we've seen as far as support from the state for students. Quick shot of the hospital's performance. As I always put, through December 31st for the first 6 months, we basically are running pretty tight as we have been. $2.1 million is the operating margin through 6 months. And then I add that to depreciation to show roughly how much cash is being thrown off from the hospital operation. So again, a very tight operating margin. Certainly dealing with a number of things, including the Medicaid situation, but that's the performance for the hospital through 6 months. We've talked about research grants and contracts expenditures. This is the actual expenses associated with the for grants and contracts through FY12. As you can see, we have a 73% increase in the last 10 years in the amounts of grants and contracts that coming to the expenditures for the university. The big pieces are really HHS. This number is $277 million is the red, and a lot of that's being generated from the Chicago campus. The NSF is the next biggest one. That's $161 million in NSF dollars. That